down to Wagger's World of Wheatcraft. Are you tired of dazzling pilots with that bare skin? Then Wagger's World of Wheatcraft have the perfect wig for you. Wagger's World of Wheatcraft specialise in many areas from top to bottom, with wigs fit for an emperor. Wagger's employ a crack team of hair collecting agents in their department, Wagger's Bush Waggers, who pride themselves on natural hair collection technique. Cut, pluck, or suck, they will fill their hair sack by the end of shift. Using the best quality natural hair in all our products, give Wagger's wigs that natural look and feel. Balding on top, bushy below, let us address that balance. Wagger's Bush Waggers will collect the hair from down there and graft it up top for those long curly locks as part of their hair relocation process. We also specialise in facial hair with our patented Lip Fairy brand, making all the facial hair for Boyle Becker. And at this moment, we have a huge sale on ginger beards and moustaches. Our on-site technicians can help you decide where you need the hair most. Choose a style and make sure in the end you get hair right there. New this month, why not try the Lip Fairy's newest model, the Mild Green Hairy Lip Wig? Or maybe you're lurking for the Merkin. Well, lurk no more. Our Willy Waggers come in several styles, including German, Brazilian, dreadlock, and beaded for all your needs. So whether it's rugs, slugs, or tugs, you can always find the wig for your rig down at Waggers World of Wigcraft.
And welcome to BS News. I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Andy Berger.
Residents of Barnard Station have been placed under quarantine after a rare outbreak of face fuzz hit the station. Many members are seeing extraordinary growth in their top lips, and even Susan Boyle seems to be affected, although we cannot confirm if this is natural or not. This month has now been dubbed Lip Movember due to the annual nature of this breakout in November. The last reported outbreak of face fuzz hit Barnard Station 40 years ago, and one old-timer warned of the dire consequences that people may face if they try and remove the face fuzz.
It's best to leave the face fuzz alone, 'cause if you shave it off, it'll grow back twice as fast.
In some of the most serious cases of face fuzz that have broken out, people have been strangled by their own moustache, and one Kimmerhead was found completely covered head to toe in face fuzz after a body wax session went wrong. Rumours are that Kimmerhead has run off with a notorious pirate Gingerbeard after what was described by witnesses as love at first sight.
There's been another atrocious week from my anus and its customers. My anus is so backed up at the moment, and absolutely nothing is flowing out. The company is now facing many angry customers trying to force themselves into my anus offices and repair shops throughout the galaxy. What started out as a minor problem for my anus has turned into a huge mess, which my anus is struggling to cope with. Even with the extra personnel dragged into my anus, there is little coming out, and with more and more customers turning up daily trying to force something out of my anus, the problems may continue for some time yet. In one nearby showroom, disgruntled members of the public possibly pushed their way into my anus by smashing the back doors, leading to serious damage to my anus. Security forcibly ejected them from my anus. In the ensuing struggle, amidst a needle sheet, chained herself to the back doors of my anus, and it took a team of 20 people to cut her free, all the time chanting, "Repair my anus! My anus is shameless! My anus is totally aimless!" Several more arrests were made in what's becoming a publicity nightmare for my anus. For more on my anus problems, we cross over to our on-the-spot reporter, Bonnie Beaver.
And my anus can take 8 at a time. Yes, you'll join me here at my anus wax, and there is a large crowd gathering outside in what has become a mass protest around my anus. Some people have been camped in my anus for several days now, and more people are forcing their way in. Security forces are letting the crowds gather in my anus as long as they remain peaceful. Oh, look, Roger My Anus is coming out to make an announcement.
Well, there has been a large backlog at my anus, and we're working on getting everything right at the moment. My anus is struggling with the demand. Well, that's all I can say at the moment.
Roger, Roger my anus, a question. Do you think my anus is big enough to cope with all the demands made of it?
We'll sort out all of these problems in our own time. My anus has integrity. Hey, this is private property. Stop smashing my anus.
Oh, the crowds are angry and they're pushing forward and they're closing the gates of the factory now. The crowd looking to break into my anus. I'm going to crash into my anus. Help me. I'm a Jacobs.
We appear to have lost Bonnie there. Tensions are rising after it was found that Sarah Churchill had had her communicator tapped up by an Imperial member on board the station. The Imperials had allowed Miss Churchill's communicator to be tapped 3 years ago, and it was only discovered when Miss Churchill ordered a pizza last night. After ordering the pizza, 30 minutes later she opened her door to find several of the Imperial Embassy staff wearing skimpy outfits and winking at her provocatively. One Illuminati tried to pass himself off as a member of Fondil Mabals, the G1 racing team and ship manufacturer, by quoting their advertising slogan of, "Will you go fondle my balls today?" The staff members then played some shifty-sounding music before making obscene motions at Miss Churchill, which has left her deeply emotionally scarred. Miss Churchill is currently receiving counseling for the incident, along with several of her Federation staff. The Imperials have stated that the tapping of Miss Churchill's communicator was a mistake, and they are no longer listening to Miss Churchill's conversations, but maintain that surveillance of federal staff is necessary and point to a number of terrorism activities that have been thwarted by Imperial intelligence in the sector.
Zombie cleanup in North Derby hit a large snag today after it was realized a calculation of how many were infected was seriously undercounted. The first run of cleanup staff were attacked by over 2 billion zombies. Hang on a minute. We're receiving a correction on that report. 2,000 zombies. Whew. That information is verified by Strawberry Office of Data Verification, or SOD for short, and is guaranteed accurate to the nearest billion. The collective of Zombie Infection Control have sent in appropriate troops to finish this final infection, and it marked the end of the zombie infestation. Kodik have said to have faced severe opposition by zombie rights activists, Corp Focus, who have suggested that zombies are a species and should be afforded the same rights to exist as all minor species.
The Galactic Scribble Tournament final turned violent today when a Mr. Alan Stroud of Stroudbury placed an 8-letter first word. His opponent, Lilo, protested that the starting word should only have been 7 letters at most, as that is the starting number of tiles for all players. Alan, jumping to his own defense, detailed how he had counted 7 himself. He said, 1, 2, 4, 5, 3, 7, see? At which point, Lyle hit him. Alan was later deducted 50 points, but was seeming unworried, having scored 4,000 points on a 3-letter word. It was only when officials jumped on Alan's scorecard that they noticed large inconsistencies with his scoring, whereby applying fines, Alan then proceeded to be the first player in Galactic Scribble history to finish with a negative score.
It was a great week for our own Shesty McCleavies this week, as she took in a celebrity home makeover show, Don't Do It Yourself. Shesty's home was transformed into a modern 31st century affair with all the mod cons. However, the makeover didn't go smoothly, as one of the crew was nailed by Shesty several times, who had been given a nail gun by the crew, proceeded to nail everything in sight. After removing the gun from Shesty, it was then decided she would be better off screwing around the rest of the house, where she would cause less damage. The project was completed on time, with Shesty screwing 5 of the crew, killing 4, and then banging several fixtures herself in a race against the buzzer.
Mike Coxmills here, bringing you the hottest action for BS Sports. It has been yet another fantastic week in the Galaxy Cup as Barnard Star go top of the league after beating Stroudbury 7-1. Although according to Stroudbury fans, Stroudbury won the game 4-1, but the official score calculation is 7-1 to Barnard Star, with Noxious Stars bringing in 2 more goals. It seems like no one can stop Noxious Stars from creaming those balls into the net week after week. It was an eventful day too for Leasty, who recorded their first win of the season. While using their reliable 10-0-0 formation, a ball was hoofed up the field where it hit the Prism Gladiator star map formation, ricocheting around before flying into the net. Leasty then placed all 11 players in the goal, with some being wedged in above people's heads. Prism complained about the tactics, but there was little the officials could do, and even though Prism had 169 shots on goal, the Leasty wall of players held on for the 1-0 win. Reed Co-op player Pierce Danis will miss the rest of the season after Rusty Ballsack took his legs clean out from under him. He'll have new legs regrown for him in the morning. This isn't the first time Rusty Ballsack has been in trouble after last year's incident when he went in for his legendary Balls Deep maneuver and accidentally removed Willie Stroker's head in the process. Willie is sadly missed by all of us here at BS News. The classified results for Week 10 are as follows. Strawberry Asteroids 1, Barnard Star Barnacles 7, Prism Gladiator 0, Leasty Drones 1, Dizo Divas 1, Achnar Imperials 2, Ross128 1, Riel Zanonce 1, VacQuest Empire 2, Reedquap Planet 0, Sirius Cowdogs 1, Slough Rangers 4, Sol United 1, Eta Cassiopeia Caledonian Cabers 1. In other news, Barnard Star are bidding to become the galaxy's 26th franchise in space hockey. Barnard Star did originally have a team back in the 3000s. Now, Barnard Star Bangers have been purchased by Manny Boners, the face of hand cream, transferring the franchise to Slough in a move that is sure to irk some old-timers. The Bangers have had some good games, and sponsors My Anus have stated they are willing to put money into the move. My Anus has had a long relationship with the Bangers, and fans of space hockey are hoping that they can bring My Anus and Bangers back together again for the upcoming season. The 11th Around the Galaxy Ship Race began this week. This is a controversial event as nobody from the previous 10 runnings of the competition has made it home yet. Organizers say with communications running out, they have no way to know if pilots are still going or if they have all been eaten by Thargoids on the way around the galaxy, so they run the event every 2 years regardless. In the event of a pilot coming home, a check for 10 million credits awaits, and a year's free counseling. Well, that's all from me. Now we reach around to Heidi Salami and G1 Racing.
And welcome to Leasty, home of the longest straight in G1. So featureless, the drivers have been known to fall asleep on the downsun section. And a visage from Comet Side Me earlier this week has left the track icy, wet and slippery. Most drivers today are on wet flaps, hoping to get a little more friction from the conditions. Fondle Me Balls, Isaac Cox grabbed the pole, just taking Dick Daly, who starts in second.
Fuck Defy now has Holy Fuck qualified third, and Craven Motorhead's Fonda Dix is in fourth. The biggest surprise was Kokina, setting a blistering pace to finish fifth. Kokina seems to have a lot of yanking off and their old engine. How we fill the snatch, we'll start from the back of the grid, having him penalised for banging Tina Tits as he tried to pass him. Tina was in a hot lap, and Feldersnash failed to notice the warnings.
Roger Mianus down there, with a whole pit crew. It's like he's talking tactics, and this is the most tactical of all the tracks, apart from the other three more tactical tracks. And it's just in your mouth, putting into position on the grid. Right, my ass been slightly disappointing this season. Not quite getting the penetration of Mianus in the first two races. Mianus and Ride My Ass being fierce rivals. Number of years now.
Helmut Schreiber there in the 42. Helmut Schreiber having problems this year. He complained about the lack of ventilation in the last race. This led to Helmut sweating too much in the last race. Helmut is of course the son of Helmut Schreiber Sr., the cheesemaker. And Helmut Cheese is some of the best in the galaxy. In case you're wondering where the action is, the Leasty officials have lodged a complaint about Rule 85471/B, which bans Leasty residents from becoming paramedics during a race due to the high risk of patients falling into a coma while being treated.
Well, we have some movement down there now, and the pit crews are moving out, and not before time. Half the crowd have fallen asleep, and the other 70% will follow them later. And the ship's arriving now, and I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blue lights, and it's fly! And Isaac Cox places away from the light. This is between himself and me, Anus.
I was watching Dix there at the start. He didn't look too happy. Dix was waving around, looking as if trying to attract attention of the officials. Oh yes, I think I see the problem now. It looks like Yankinoff produced a large slick right in front of the start line. Something's not right there with the Yankinoff ships.
Well, it looks like the race officials have seen it too. And out comes the safety cobra. Tina Tits' ship seems to have been the cause of the problem. And this might take some time to mop up. Tina Tits comes into the pits. Seems like there's a problem with the oily nipples leaking. And the crew just tightened them up there and topping up with more oil. And Tits is back out again. Well, I see another owner in the pit lane at the moment. Will Jiblimey. Yes, Will Jiblimey, and I think he's waiting for Dick Daly. I think he wants to come into the pits and take up my fuel.
Ronnie Cockstip always said, if you've got time, always refuel something. He shouted at me after I ran out in Leasty in the 3,285 season. I don't remember much about it, as I was asleep at the time. And I've had word that this is the last lap under the safety cobra. Jenny Taylor swinging left and right, trying to keep her flaps warm and moist. And there, that's the restart. Fook has got off to a flyer, and he's neck and neck with Isaac Cox.
And Fook, Cox there, battling every corner. Fook on the inside of Cox. Oh my, did you ever? Cox spun off there, and he was spiraling out of control. Trying to take that car way too fast. I've also been concentrating on Cox. Dix has moved up into second place. Don't know how he's done it, but I suspect he did it by passing the other pilots. So, it's Fock, Dix, Daly, in that order, as they go down the straight. Oh, would you look at that? Dix Goodwood has fallen asleep. Oh, my ass won't be happy with... Oh dear, I think that's going to mean the safety cobra is back out again. Dix Goodwood flew straight into a moon. Fast asleep.
Yes, it's the safety cobra again. I'm sorry to say, I think Dick Scottwood may have had been seriously injured there. It may even be a fatality. He was obviously sound asleep. A huge problem at this track. He missed the corner and at the end of the long straight and ploughed into the moon at full speed. And there's some activity down in the pit lane. Ride My Ass looked like they're going to pull in their second driver just in your mouth too. Ride My Ass looks very upset. Wood and your mouth were very close, and the team felt as if it was correct to pull him off given the circumstances. The officials say this race will continue though.
And here is the restart, with only 2 laps left to go. And Dick swags Daly as they come together on the restart, and they are jousting out there. Daly and Dick going at hammer and tongs, and surely one of them has got to give. Daly is scraping up Dick's, but touching going down the straight. Fock just ahead, and Fox slows for the corner. Oh my goodness! Dix and Daly smack into Fox at that corner. Fox off the track and rejoins behind Dix now.
Fox, Dix, Daly are having one hell of a battle out there. I've been looking further down the field where 4th place Jenny Taylor and the 5th place My Anus of Colostomine are dueling. Jenny Taylor taking it to My Anus in every way. My Anus and Jenny Taylor coming together there. And not for the first time today. They may have to be wary of McCockina, who is seeking to take advantage of the mistakes these two make. Herb McCockina looks faster than Jenny Talia, but it's My Anus who's feeling the pressure from the pair.
Well, it's back to the front now, and we're going down the straight for the final time. And Dix, Daly, Fock in that order, although they are all side by side. Have you? Did you? Oh, well! Dix and Fock are out. Fox flaps blew off the ship there, and pulls right into Dix, taking Dix with him. Both pilots are out of their ships, arguing now. Oh my goodness! Fox and Dix are fighting! Dix is whacking Fox, and Fox is up and coming back now. Dix returns with a straight right. Oh, and Fox is down! Dix is all over him! Dix is bouncing blows off his head. Fox is trying to smack Dix on the chin, but it's Dix who's winning this one. Oh my! Someone is running out of the pits, and it's Me Anus! Yes, Me Anus' owner! Roger Me Anus, who breaks them up! Roger Me Anus pulling Dix off, and Dix is blowing hard there, obviously fuming, walks away towards his pit now. And the crowd are chanting something!
Sounds like they're chanting Dicks, Dicks, Fuck is battered by Barnard's dicks. Well, whilst all that was going on, Daly has taken the jacket flag. Jenny Taylor takes second a long way behind, Colostomine in third, Herm Butcher Smells fourth, and Helmus Crater takes fifth, and Brewster Cox completes the points, coming in two laps behind in sixth place. Well, it seems like most of the action here taking place off the track.
This may go down as the most exciting Listy Grand Prix ever. We can confirm in the last few minutes that Dick Scott Wood has been found on the moon he crashed into, spread out over several thousand kilometres. The recovery team have found it hard to reach Wood with all the debris, but the medical team have confirmed that Wood has sadly perished in the accident. So, tragically, Ride My Ass will be looking for a replacement Dick. Well, with all that excitement over, back to Mike Coxmiles in the studio.
Thank you, Heidi. That was a tragic loss for the Ride My Ass team. However, it was also the first Listy Grand Prix I've managed to stay awake for. And for those just waking up, here are the results. Dick Daly, 10 points. Jenny Talia, 6 points. Colostomy, 4 points. Herbert Smells, 3 points. Helmut Scraper, 2 points. Brewster Cox, 1 point. Well, not much has changed in the overall leaderboard. Dix remains on 16 points, 2 points clear of Howie Feltersnatch in second. Dick Daly moves up to third with his win on 10 points. Fucktify now holds on to the Constructors on 20 points, but Craven Moorhead closes the gap by 1 point, thanks to Brewster Cox's score today. William Blomey will be happy having picked up the win today, moving his team into third on 14 points. But it has been a poor start in the season for Yakunov, who are yet to score in this campaign. G1 moves to FU this week, and his asteroid track. That's all from me, Mike Coxmiles. Back to you, Teddy.
Before we go over to the weather, we've had a letter, and it comes from a Mr. Illuminti. It reads,
Dear Testy, having watched you suffer with a nail gun on Don't Do It Yourself, I couldn't help notice that you could use a hand in the future. I'm an expert at nailing, screwing, and I can often be found banging away in my room on my own. So why not just give me a call next time? Yours always, Illuminti.
Well, I won't need anything nailing for some time now, so maybe you could stick at your DIY. Besides, Randy is very good with his 2-inch nail and 23-pound hammer behind it. Anyway, let's go on to the weather. A frosty start around the ring for users of Birmingham World's famous Oval Motorway today, as temperatures in that micro-region hit a record low of minus 23 degrees centigrade, rumoured to have been caused by a recent crash involving a Stradbury refrigerated vehicle carrying water. The vehicle split open, but due to an error in setting refrigeration level to 5, the driver accidentally set it to 10, freezing the area surrounding the crash. Drivers are advised to avoid this area if possible. All other major roads in around Birmingham World are reported to be moving freely without any blockages, which is more than I can say for my plumbing. Seriously, I had a plumber out last week to fix it, and all was going well till he asked me to grab his cork. I've never seen someone run out of my house so quickly. Anyway, most trading routes are moving freely, but remember, this is Space Lane Safety Week, and all pilots in the area are advised to pay attention to all information signs and to follow the direction of the Vipers. If you find yourself being asked to get off the road, then please pull yourself off as quickly as possible to reduce any potential congestion. If the roads back up, it may be difficult for pilots to pull themselves off without causing an accident. We don't want a repeat of the 69 ship pileup last year, when veteran truck driver Yankov Quick failed to get his load off quick enough. Police remind pilots that the secret to the perfect pull-off is in the wrists. That is all from me. It's time to get Randy.
Well, that's all from BF News.
I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Randy Berger.
Good night.